guest today is Father Peter Mary Rookie, and for those of you that have not heard of him, he is very well known all over the world. In fact, 5 continents, and he is known as the healing priest. And today he's going to tell us the good news.
Thank you, Margaret. It's always a great joy to share the good news. Everybody's talking about all the bad news every day on the television and radio and so on. So it's nice to give out the good news once in a while.
That's right. And you know what the good news is today, Father? The good news today is it's your birthday.
Oh, my goodness. Why,
that's right.
Why 80, bring that up?
81 years old. I'm going to have to tell him your age, Father, because people, when they see you, just can't believe, you know, that 81 and how spry you are and how the Lord has just, you know, taken your life and turned it into something beautiful.
Thank you, Margaret. And I accept your congratulations, and I hope to be able to spread the good news for many a moon still.
Yes, I'm sure he has lots of work for you to do yet, Father, and also tomorrow, which will be my son's 2nd anniversary of his death.
Oh,
so, but we celebrate your birthday, and that's a beautiful thing, and we're just so happy always to have you with us, because you bring that love and that joy to so many others. You know, you're contagious, actually, because when you're around, Father, there's a lot of peace with others to feel the presence of the Lord, and we're very fortunate and lucky to be able to have you with us as often as we do.
Thank you, Margaret. That's the Spirit that does that, and as you know, I'm just a sinner. So it couldn't be Peter Mary Rookie. It must be the Spirit.
The Spirit. Okay, we'll go ahead and go with the Spirit then.
I think the Spirit is always lifting us up with marvelous apparitions, it seems, in the whole world, apparitions of Our Lady and Our Blessed Lord, miracles everywhere. We're living in such exciting times. It's just so marvelous to be living now. We are being warned, yes, it's true, by the mystics and visionaries and supposedly bringing the messages of the Lord and Our Blessed Lady to us, and always trying to give us the basic gospel message, the good news, to reform our lives, do penance, fast, pray. That's what our Lord sent us to do, and that's what he did. So we hope that the vast majority of us will turn to the Lord. It's unfortunate that it seems that many, if not most of us, are not listening to the many admonitions of God through the Lady and through his modern-day prophets to reform our lives, just as in the days of Noah and the Ark. God sent Noah to try to bring the people back to him and warn them of the flood. And in fact, very significantly, built an ark to save what was savable. But they completely ignored him, most of mankind, and they just kept on laughing at him. What are you building that ark for? And so on, and making merry, as we say, ignoring God's word entirely. And so most of mankind perished. They say it took 100 years to build that ark. As I say, with cheek, tongue in cheek, it must have been a government project. But they had plenty of time to reform, to turn back to God. But as we know, only Noah's and greater family was saved through the ark. And we hope that that will not be the case now, that we had listened to the many words of repeated by Our Lady and Blessed Lord in the many, many appearances they're making in the whole world, and that we will be part of that remnant that will be saved. Here to the basic good news word, reform our lives and turn back to the Lord and to His commandments, the love of God and love of our neighbor. So we've been able to get to a number of places in the USA and overseas as well.
Yes.
Since we've seen you last, Margaret, maybe I'd be glad if you would ask, perhaps you had some special interest that you would like to...
Well, I think the interest that that I have, Father, is the interest of people knowing that God is working, how powerful He's working now, you know, not just 2,000 years ago, and using, you know, people like yourself, you know, to be able to go out and lay on hands on those that are the sick, and how, you know, many times, hey, they're not physically healed, but oh, the healing of peace,
of heart
that changes the people's lives. You know, and which is the most valuable one I think anybody could ask for and
yes.
to have. And, you know, I certainly know that, you know. And
well,
when you were here, you know, for the feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows on the 15th, the night that we had the healing service at Immaculate Conception, I mean, the people...
15th of September.
15th of September, right, Our Lady of Sorrows. And the amount of people, we can see how... The numbers are growing, because there is faith out there, but it's up to each one of us to bring that to someone and tell them what the Lord is doing. And in the many places that we visit, we could see the hunger in the people wanting to know God in a deeper way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was very impressed when you... pointed out a man who is on the cover of your book.
Yes.
Do you believe Jesus can heal you? The book you brought out recently about healing. The man on the cover of that book is in a wheelchair, and he came to the church walking as naturally
right.
as well as you or I, and to give thanks. That happened 3 years ago, I believe.
That's right. And you know, Father, he about a few months ago, he and his wife celebrated 60 years of bride and groom.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's beautiful, yes.
You know, and this, and many times, you know, Father, I feel that many people, they receive these healings, but they're afraid to tell others.
Yes. Well, and yet that's that gives glory to God.
That's right.
You know.
So we hope that, you know, those that have come to the healing services, that they'll share those if they don't want to come on the air, or they can write it. You
yes.
know, write them and send them to you. Send them to us. We'll send them to you. Mm-hmm. Because this gives the honor to God.
Yes.
And, you know, and not only that, folks, when you do this, it gives us hope here for the works that we're doing to know to continue, because it's touching someone, you know. And to me, I think that's always wonderful to hear, because you feel like, well, if nobody's hearing or nothing's happening, well, you know, why am I doing this? You know, is it for self or is it for the glory of God?
Yes.
You know?
Well, we were at a Marian conference in Wichita in September, just a few weeks ago, and David Parks, this famous football star from Ireland and
a wonderful singer,
professional singer, who's sung with big orchestras and so on. And he got up, and again and gave his testimony of how he was healed instantly of Crohn's disease.
Crohn's disease.
He had been operated on 10 times, and he was supposed to have only a few weeks to live. The operations had no effect, and and he was healed instantly at a healing service in Medjugorje about six or seven years ago. And but his inner, he had spiritual healing as well. He's been estranged from his wife several times and family, and he tells all this, how that he not only received an instant physical healing, but also an inner healing, and has become a pistol for Christ, you can say, and tells his story everywhere. That's only one in thousands of stories we could relate. You know.
Okay, folks, we're going to take a little break right now. I've been talking with Father Peter Mary Rookie from Big Bad Chicago. Is that right, Father?
Yes.
Okay, folks, don't go away. We'll be right back. We're back once again, and we've been talking with Father Peter Mary Rookie from Chicago, Illinois, who is very well known all over, well, let's say five continents, as we did before. And he is known as the healing priest. Father, we were talking about the different things that were going on.
Yes, the Lord is making himself so near to us and apparent and in his many appearances and through himself and through his mother Mary and through many of the angels and saints. Relating before we started the program about a Presbyterian lady to whom the Lord has been sending evidently the Archangel Michael and to guide her, and she kept asking him to also make himself appear to others so that they could see that she was telling the truth, that he was speaking with him, with her. And she eventually was instructed to become a Catholic, and is a Roman Catholic now. But she's received many gifts, including, it seems, the gifts of healing and also some of the medieval attributes, I guess you'd call them, like flying through the air sort of thing. And this is all documented. It seems strange to us. We think of those things as being from the Middle Ages, but here the Lord is continuing to give us these signs. They're all signs for our to build up our faith. I would like to to mention just some of the other signs that the Lord gives us, and He left us to go back to the right hand of His Father, a beautiful way of describing that He is equal to the Father. He told His apostles to go and preach the good news to all nations. And the last line of Mark's Gospel tells us that the apostles left the hill of the Ascension, Mount of Olives, evidently, as St. Luke mentions in the Acts of the Apostles, the Mount of Olives. They left to preach the good news everywhere, the Lord confirming the word with the many signs that followed. And we see these signs everywhere, in every healing mass that we have in all parts, many parts of the world. Just one we witnessed again in Wichita, Kansas last month in the Marian Conference there, where we had a healing service, and a woman who had been on an oxygen tank continuously for over 25 years, she told everybody the following day, that was on a Saturday night, she witnessed to all and sundry the next day that she had taken come off of the oxygen and out of her wheelchair. She had been in a wheelchair for many, many years as well, because she could not walk but a few steps, always with the oxygen. She had emphysema, it seems, and she was walking around as you or I, and walking upstairs and so on without any trouble. So that's just a more recent touch. Some others claimed healing from blindness and various places in Detroit and overseas and so on, England and so on. So these are all the signs that back up God's word. He tells us also that, yes, we should follow Peter, his rock. He gave power to Peter. He said, "You are the rock upon which I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." And so those of us who know about the church should be part of that body that He gave us, and through which we are saved. Gave us those people like our mother and father and our spiritual leaders to make Himself present in our midst, because He is pure spirit and He has to make Himself present through bodily form, and something we can hear, touch, and see. And so we are led to the truth through these helps of other people, like the Holy Father and John Paul II in our case, the Peter of our day, and the church about outside of which there is no salvation, according to the recent talks of our Holy Father John Paul and all of the popes from the earliest ages on. Our Lord Himself gave that word, it seems.
Well, Father, I wish we could go on and on, yes, because you have so much to say and so much for us to hear, you know, of the good news. And so I want to ask you if you will give a quick blessing, because we usually have you with your the miracle prayer, but folks, you can write to for the miracle prayer this time.
Very good. Well, I'll give you the blessing right out of the Bible. The Lord told Moses that when Aaron and his sons bless the people, he should bless them in this way. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. The Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. Amen. The Lord look kindly upon you and grant you his peace that surpasses. Amen. Your peace, Lord, that surpasses all understanding. Your peace that comes when we accept every hour, every day as your gift, knowing that for those who love you, everything works unto good. You do not understand the mystery, but when we accept, we have your loving, healing peace. The blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and heal you, and remain with you forever. Amen and amen.
Well, thank you so much, Father. And I want to again remind you folks that today is the feast of Our Lady of the Pillar, which is Father Peter Mary's birthday. So happy birthday again to you, Father.
Thank you, Mark.
And may you have many more birthdays. And also tomorrow is the feast of Our Lady of Fatima. And so, as I mentioned, my son's second anniversary of his death. Father, it's always good to have you with us. And so I want to thank you once again.
An honor.
And folks, I'd like to thank you, the listening audience, for tuning in to Mary's Helpers News Program. I'm Margaret Trosclair, wishing you a very good day. And God bless you. In a special way, on this day of Father Rookie's birthday.